Wow. All right. We got a shaky guy here, Mark Rosenberg. You do it up at the stadium, you do it right, don't you, baby?
Absolutely.
Man, I tell you, I've known you. We went to college together. And
was he shaky then?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
You look like one of those sort of like those nervous guys. You look kind of nervous, are you?
He looks like a chihuahua, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I was really trying to avoid that description.
If he doesn't bite your ankles, he's going to pee on your leg.
That's right. So here's a guy I went to college with, and I'm at the game, and I see this guy. Out of the corner of your eye, you see a guy causing a ruckus down about four or five rows or four or five sections over. You can just see something going on. Come to find out it's you. How'd you start shaking it up like that, baby brother?
Basically a year ago in June,
yeah.
A friend of mine, Jed, is a manager of Oasis,
yeah.
And he called me up. He says, look, Mark, I need some help here at Oasis. You help me out for a few weeks. I said, look, I don't know about it. What do you want me to do? Oh, you know, sell some iced tea, some lemonade. I said, are you out of your mind? And he said, no, come on, just help me out, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So they put me on the upper deck for about three, 4 games.
Yeah.
And I hustled, but I was just very generic. Lemonade, man, here, get your lemonade. But I hustled. Yeah. And by the fourth or fifth game, they put me down by the left field,
yeah,
by the third base.
So
side.
Is that how that works? You move your way up into the lower boxes?
Yeah, I mean, it's with sales.
Yeah.
So the more you sell, the better sections you get.
And the less steps you have to climb.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another girl that works there, Nicole.
Oh, yeah. She's a sweetheart.
She is.
A doll.
Very, very nice. She don't shake it up like you do.
There's only one shake to bake, man. That's the lemonade, man. Yeah, baby. But no, so my main man, Kara, you got it going on, baby. So one day out of frustration, I guess it was like a 98-degree day. It was really humid.
Yeah.
There must have been 15, 20 people saying, I want a lemonade. I put my tray down. I said, wait a minute. You want your lemonade? You're going to get it. And I just started flipping out with my head and shaking it up and down all around. And next thing you know, you see the reaction from the fans and they're smiling. I'm having a good time. And they're having a good time. It's like, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
Now it's fun.
And your brain's bashing inside your skull in there. A
lot of Advil and Bengay.
No doubt.
A lot of Advil and Bengay.
Did you ever see the movie It's a Mad, 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 Mad World? You know who you remind me of? You know the one scene where they're chasing the guys around the in the zoo, I think it is, or something like that. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis movie, or just a Jerry Lewis movie. But the actor used to go... You know, he used to make would shake and his eyes would bug in and like the boss of the it was a Jerry Lewis movie. The boss would say go left and he would go right.
Is that where you got it?
Do you know what I'm talking about,
Mark? You know where it's from?
No.
It's the lemonade, baby. It's the lemonade. I drink the lemonade and I feel myself. Yeah.
And you don't put any Absolute Citron in there either, do you?
Baby, this is fresh squeezed lemonade. Oasis lemonade.
Look, dude.
Oh yeah.
Does he have to take a leak?
Well, listen. No, I did bring some lemonades for you, so I know you guys are thirsty. So each of you, here, hold this.
Okay.
You're gonna help me out, though.
All right.
Don't open it.
Don't open it.
Okay.
Pass it on
down.
All right. It's got this nice top on it.
All right. Pass this one.
Don't open it, Lopez.
I'm not gonna open it. Not gonna open it.
All right.
Now you can help me out. Now you have to repeat after me, okay?
Yeah.
Up here. Say, like you mean it, baby. I'm ready.
Ready.
For my mama.
For whatever you said.
Like you mean it, baby. My mama.
Mama, mama.
We're losing it. We're losing it.
You got it. Lemonade. Drink up, guys. Enjoy your fresh squeezed lemonade. Yeah.
All right.
Wait a second. We don't have to give you the 3 1/4?
No, dude. These are free.
Call me, baby.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I tell you, you flip them upside down and everything, and it never sprays on the customer.
Well, once in a while.
That's beautiful.
Now, are you working Ravens games this year?
Yeah, I'm working Ravens. Working Ravens games.
How's the lemonade, guys?
It's great.
It's good. Fresh squeezed.
Working Ravens games, working some Redskins games, yeah.
No, thank you.
working Aretha Franklin this Saturday.
Oh, that'll be fun for women.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
She'll be thirsty.
Now, I can tell something. That you carry, I think it's your wallet, right? You can carry a wallet in the front pocket, and I can tell you do it all the time because the pants are worn there. Have you been pickpocketed with the wallet in the back pocket at the stadium? Is that what that's about?
No, I keep it in the back in the stadium because if I keep it in front, too much weighs me down. Lopez weighs me down if it's in the front. If it's in the back, I get that extra boost.
Now, also, all right, shaky guy, you do conventions and whatnot.
Yes, I'm going to be working a convention, the Annapolis Boat Show.
What are you, a male hooker or something on this?
No, babe, I'm the lemonade man. I get people fired up. The main, most important thing is to put a smile on someone's face.
Yeah.
You want to get that high energy level. I'm working the Annapolis Boat Show in October for a company called SunSail.
Great, somebody's going to yell to you, don't rock the boat!
And, hey, my job is to get the boat rock, baby. We got to get it going, yeah! But the most important thing is to put a smile on someone's face.
Uh-huh.
To make sure they're having a good time, and especially at the stadium, I like to get the kids involved.
Yeah.
You get them out there, you get 2, 3, 4, sometimes 10 kids lined up with lemonades, get them shaking. Put a smile on their face, because that's what it's all about when you go to an event to have a good time.
It's pretty cool to see the announcers say, oh, there's the shaky guy.
Yeah. Now, what about those games in April and late September where it's a little cooler? Do you switch to hot chocolate?
No, still selling lemonade. Still selling lemonade. It's like I said, here. Put your lemonade. Here you go, my friend. But it goes down smooth.
Yeah, it does, man. Do it cool, do it smooth. That's your shirt. What's that on the back? Is that an Oasis shirt? Avalanche.
Because when I'm shaking, believe me, everything comes down like an avalanche.
All right, Mark.
Hey, there is an answer to that movie question I asked.
Okay, cool.
That guy, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's up?
Hey, just want to let you know that the name of that movie is called The Big Mouth.
The Big Mouth, that's right. That's
and
right.
And the actor's name is Marty Feldman.
No.
It's not Marty Feldman.
It's not Marty Feldman?
No, it's not Marty Feldman. But I think you're right about The Big Mouth.
Oh, I thought it was Marty Feldman.
Yeah.
He's got some big eyes.
The name of the movie is The Big Mouth, and they are going around a zoo.
Yeah, but it's a very similar facial feature to Marty Feldman. Actually, it looks a little bit like Joey Bishop, too. It's an early 60s flick.
That's okay. Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. All
great
right,
movie.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Early 60s flick. This guy looks a little bit like Joey Bishop. He does contortions with his face, and I can't do the guy. But
you know, Kirk, we need to get his movie habits up into the 80s, maybe.
Line 3? Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, the guy in the movie you're talking about is Charlie Callis.
Charlie Callis, that's right. Charlie Callis, thank you.
It was driving me crazy, thank you.
Whoever
that is. I like to put myself in comical self.
Yeah?
Some of us are interested in those things.
I hear you.
It's a big W, right. I tell you, a big W.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Charlie Callis is exactly who it is. Do you remember him, Lopez?
No.
No.
Not at all.
All right. He was funny.
Jimmy Durante kicking the button in Mad Mad World. That's what I...
Kicking the bucket, yeah. You guys see Charlie Callis in one of those movies doing that, and it's the shaky lemonade guy.
You're the man, baby.
Yeah. What, line 4?
Line 4.
Hey, hello? Line 4, hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, this is James from Bel Air.
Yeah, James.
Yeah, hey, shaky guy, do you hope to aspire to be like the beer vendor or a couple years ago gotten Sports Illustrated for supposedly being the best beer vendor in Major
He's
League Baseball?
Talking about Danny Hahn.
Yeah.
No, I just started out selling lemonade, never sold beer. Those guys at the stadium, everyone works hard. I know who you're talking about, and they do a wonderful job there.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going to stick to lemonade. I got my thing, and I'm going to keep on saying, I think if I shook a beer, I think people are like, you got me in the eye, baby.
I hope one day to be in Sports Illustrated, though, for recognizing being probably one of the shakiest people at the ballpark, the same person at the ballpark. I love you for it, man. I was in one of your sections a game this year.
Hey, as long as we're having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the bottom line. Next time you see me, say, come on, give it up, baby. Let's go, lemonade, man. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. You know, but the thing is, the announcers talk about you, and you can see you out of on the camera, you know. So, I mean, Sports Illustrated can't be far away.
I think the most important thing, no matter where you go, is to have a good time.
Yeah.
And to put a smile on everyone's face at the ballpark, no matter if you're winning or losing or draw, you want to have a good time there. We are very blessed here in Baltimore to have Camden Yards.
Yes.
It's the number one park in the whole major leagues. And you have to have a good time.
Yeah, I can see you at Parkinson's Monthly.
It's a great place to be, and I just want to make sure that everyone has a good time once they enter our park.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. Let's have a good time.
98 Rock, hi.
Hey. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, It's us from Monday night.
And it's free. Oh, yeah, baby. I remember you. You got me going low. Yeah.
He's got fans.
Yeah, we miss you, baby.
I love you, girls. You were great. Hey, and that shake you did. Ooh, it was hot.
Yeah. Who are these girls?
Oh, yeah. They are sweet to the touch.
All right, ladies. Calm down, ladies.
Did you guys?
We need some lemonade.
Baby, when I see you there next game, baby, we're going to shake and bake that lemonade. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, dear. You girls were great.
Are they looking good?
Oh, yeah.
Were they in a special suite or something?
Yeah, they were fun.
Were they in special Ed's suite?
Oh, they got me going.
Yeah.
They were good. They were good.
How's your love life, Shaky Guy? Has this helped you out?
Doing all right. A lot of people are coming up. I guess. Yeah, I am single. The Lemonade Man is single.
Your latest
let's keep it going on, baby. Bring it on.
Your latest girlfriend call you Speedy?
No, he's
Shaky,
no.
Baby.
Shaky, not Speedy. Shaky.
All right, guys. Oh, man. Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Shaky
guys.
Guy. We'll be looking for you in the ball game tonight.
Definitely, thank you, guys.
All right. Look for him on ESPN.
Thanks for Lemonade, bro.
My man.
Take care.
All right, we're at 9 before 9 o'clock. Let's get a look at the traffic one last time.